Also in Mandeira, the art of storytelling in mediation.
And it was a very difficult process because it was at the beginning of the process, and they said you cannot become the mediator until you tell us which group is right and which group is wrong. And he sat there and he sort of like, whichever way he goes, he was going to be into trouble. And they were sort of like doing that to test his techniques, skills in resolving the dispute. And they wanted to give him a problem to see whether he can withstand the test of this problem. So a mediator is always tested by the conflicting group, and they want to outsmart him. And he said, he gave the answer in a very interesting, in a giving story. He said, once upon a time, there was a blind guy, and a blind person, and a person who did not have legs. Mm-hmm. And the person who did not have legs were both understand, the blind guy was standing under the tree, and the tree had wonderful fruits. So the guy without the leg told the blind guy, actually we are standing under a tree and the tree has fruits, and the fruits are very high. Mm-hmm. So the blind guy lifted mm-hmm. the guy without the legs and put him on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. So the guy without the legs but with the eyes mm-hmm. got the fruits. Mm-hmm. So when he was almost to pluck the fruit, the owner of the tree came. So he asked the community, then who is the thief? Is it the blind guy mm-hmm. or is it the guy without the leg? So the community, they burst into laughter. And nobody answered the question. Nobody answered the question. And he said, okay, now that you're not answering my question, I fine both of you. 10,000 shillings, 10,000 shillings. And then he took the 10,000 from one group and gave to the other, and took the one from this group and gave to the other, and then started the dialogue. So it was like breaking the ice in order to have the conversation. It was technically to sort of say, both of you guys are guilty, but it's not important, let's have the dialogue to find out together. Yeah. So in the traditional setting, you sort of look for, you must have a sense of humor. Yeah. You must have n number of stories to illustrate. You must avoid to give judgments. You must, when you are caught in a place and you find that today you're not making a headway, you have to ask for you stop the process and sort of say we take a break. So you must have a prayer or a song or something, whatever way can give you nourishment.